All right, nice to be back with you as we talk some ball this afternoon. Kerry Crowley, how are you?
Another Chamber of Commerce day here in San Francisco, Marty. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Looking forward to the game today. Let me ask you a quick question here. Would you rather be Cole Stewart facing Kevin Gausman or Joe Musgrove facing Jacob DeGrom?
I would rather be Cole Stewart facing Kevin Gausman, Marty. For as good as Kevin Gausman has been this season, we are seeing a superhuman version of a pitcher in what Jacob DeGrom has done. I believe 88 fastballs this year, over 100 miles an hour, 93, 94 mile an hour slider. Bill, you tell me as a pitcher, could you ever imagine going up and seeing someone on your staff with a 93 mile an hour slider?
I tell you what, Kerry, that is impressive right there when you just start throwing numbers like that for sliders and then the 100-mile-an-hour fastball, giving up less than four runs already this year. I mean, he's dynamite, but I tell you what, I like Gausman just as well when you start throwing his numbers. Marty was throwing numbers on earlier in the show, and they're legit. We've been watching it for 11 starts. So I'm right there with you, Kerry. I'd rather be Cole Stewart because I think I got a better chance, but not much of a chance, Marty.
Well, DeGrom can hit. He's 9 for 19.
He can hit. Put him in the fifth slot in that order.
I'm telling you, he can hit. So it's an interesting look. San Diego has the Mets and DeGrom tonight. The Dodgers, Kershaw, who's never lost to the Braves. I think he's 5-0 against the Braves, and Charlie Morton on that side of it. So it's an interesting, you know, day for pitching. What can I tell you? But this Cole Stewart, I know we chatted about him earlier, and Adam talked about him. 2019, last time he was in the big leagues, 29 hits, 12 were for extra bases, 129 minor league starts. He did come up. He's a number one pick out of Minnesota in 2013. Kerry, what have you learned about Cole Stewart?
Absolutely nothing, Marty. Absolutely nothing.
It's far for the course. That's okay.
This is a few weeks ago. You asked one of my favorite questions on this show that we've had this season. Mark Sanchez was on. The Giants were playing the Pirates. And you asked Mark about the depth in the Pirates bullpen. And I thought, if Mark answers this question, if he pulls this off, my respect for him will skyrocket. And he did. He knew several Pirates relievers. I mean, as a Giants beat reporter, I get to the ballpark each day, usually knowing nothing about who's in the opposing bullpen and very little about who's on the mound if I haven't heard of the starter. Cole Stewart certainly qualifies as one of those guys. You said it. Fourth overall pick back in 2013 for the Twins took a long time to get to the big league. So maybe there's some Tyler Beede in Cole Stewart where late bloomer potentially figuring it out this late in his career.
I'll tell you one thing, why Mark Sanchez knew that answer. The week before, I asked him about the starting pitcher for the other team, and he had no idea.
Like I said, it's just, it's not something that is ever on my radar. I know that you're the master of pitching matchups. It's always been at the top of your show, Marty, but
I like it.
It's not on my radar.
All right, what about Beede? What's going on with him? Kazmir gets released. Duvall, everyone says, is at the ballpark. What's cooking here?
Yeah, Bill and I had a good discussion about Tyler Beede earlier this week. And, you know, this is someone who he's got the stuff. He has got the Giants' confidence in him, the belief that he can be an asset to this Major League pitching staff. But right now, coming back from Tommy John surgery, it is so tough to be consistent with your command. It is so difficult to throw your off-speed pitches in the strike zone. And the PCL eats you up alive. I really wouldn't be shocked in the future if guys coming back from Tommy John surgery would be better served going to Richmond and just getting the job done in a pitcher's league and then coming up to AAA Sacramento to get the job done there. And you can't do that this year, I believe, because of COVID protocols. You have to rehab at AAA. But Tyler Beede right now still finding it. The 30-day rehab assignment will be extended. Bill, you've learned a little bit about what's taking place with him at Sacramento, and you can shed some light on that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Kerry and Marty, he's starting to get acclimated on the mound where he can throw different pitches at different times. The spin rates are improving. His fastball, but he doesn't have the command of the pitches, and that's what he's working on. And when you come back from Tommy John, it's like you got a new arm. You got to test it out in all different types of scenarios, and that's what he's doing. And just like Kerry said, they extended him a little bit more. Pitch counts coming up to 70, 80 pitches. But both of you guys, I believe this guy could help the bullpen. I think he's that kind of guy in the middle innings that could come in for one or two innings. Your thoughts, Marty?
Too wild. just too wild. The Tommy John, this is exactly what happens on the rehab, is that what Kerry said, you have great velocity, but you don't know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't push him. I think Brebbia I'd bring up before him, but I'll have to ask you this. Father's Day is in a couple of weekends. Is Sam Long a giant before Father's Day?
That is a great question. We were having a press box debate last night, Marty. Who throws a pitch for the 2021 San Francisco Giants first? Tyler Beede, who's already a member of this 40-man roster. Well, he's on the 60-day IL, but they can add him right back. Or Sam Long, who's never thrown a major league pitch. And I think that the Beat Riders are starting to lean towards Sam Long because he has been lights out AAA Sacramento. I want to throw out a quick comparison. The Cincinnati Reds have turned games over to TJ Antone this year. Mm-hmm. Giants saw him earlier this year. If they've got like a 2-1, 3-1 lead in the sixth inning, they'll bring TJ Antone in. He will go the distance and shut the door. That is what the Giants are grooming Sam Long to do. Came in the fifth inning behind Tyler Beede in Reno on Friday night for AAA Sacramento. Didn't allow a hit in four innings, six strikeouts. He has got tremendous stuff. 94-95 with the fastball. It's consistent. He can locate it. And a hammer curveball that is really, really good, Bill.
And I tell you what, Kerry and Marty, he's not walking anybody. He didn't walk anybody in Double-A. He's 0-1 on everybody, and he's throwing the off-speed as well as the breaking ball first pitch. Johnny Dosko gave me a report. He said, this guy just comes out and goes right at you. And he says, and it's high velocity. Mm-hmm. He's a big kid, left-hander. He's tall. The release point is high, and that's what you want, Ben. And I tell you what, there's some arms coming up. We talk about Frisbee, too, who came up from Double-A. Some of these kids are really opening eyes in the organization. And I tell you what, Marty, I'm going to go right with Kerry. I think we're going to see Sam Long here up soon.
I think Sam Long makes the next open start.
Whoa.
In other words, if Webb can't go and Kazmir's gone, Sam Long makes the next start.
That'd be really quick. That would be the Giants giving him two outings, and they did line it up to where he would be on the same day as the Scott Kazmir start that the Giants had on Friday. So I wouldn't say, Marty, that it's totally out of the question, but that would be a really quick ascent for a pitcher who, prior to this season, had never thrown a game above Double-A, was out of baseball a few years ago. Sacramento area native, Sacramento State product, had pitched in the White Sox organization, the Rays organization, but just kind of floundered a bit and found something during the pandemic. Somehow, some way, he's got the fastball working. He's got the curveball looking as good as I've ever seen it. And what I would say for a comparison to a pitcher on the Giants staff, he's got the pace on the mound of Alex Wood. And that's really exciting, Marty, to see a pitcher who comes in and controls the game like Sam Long does.
Yeah, I think it's terrific. And, you know, with all the talk about spin rates and rosin and all the other stuff, this guy has come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd love to see him in the big leagues. What's your take, guys, on the Cubs right now and the way the Giants have handled the Cubs the first couple of games?
They'll go for it.
I just think starting pitching, I think you hit it on the head, Marty, earlier in the show. They're mediocre. There's nothing that's going to dazzle them. They don't have that big number one guy. I was just surprised how bad Arrieta was. And he said he had a sore stomach or he had a flu bug, but you're chasing six runs, and the flu bug isn't stopping you from throwing strikes, and his fastball was a beach ball yesterday. And then you look today with Cole Stewart, somebody that we don't know. Again, you got, you know, seven lefties against them today in the starting lineup against them. So and then tomorrow we're going to see another soft throwing guy tomorrow. So I just think this Giants team could sweep this Cub team if they get some early runs today with Gausman and tomorrow take it with Cueto. I think it's a possibility, Kerry.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. The Cubs could use a starting pitcher like Yu Darvish. What were they doing in the offseason? The Ricketts family,
right?
Ridiculous. Everyone in Chicago should be fired up and really upset with that trade. I mean, Yu Darvish was the anchor of that rotation. No reason to trade him other than being cheap. And we know the Ricketts family has billions of dollars. Just a joke of a move from that organization, because this is a team that competes. Wilson Contreras, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, Jock Peterson. The list goes on. The lineup is good. The back end of the bullpen that the Giants haven't seen yet because they've gotten out to early leads. The back end of the bullpen is as good as any group in the big leagues right now. But the move to trade Yu Darvish, I think, really hurt the Chicago Cubs. And Marty, maybe they add at the trade deadline, but it's not a franchise that seems to want to take on salary right now. And so I think that the Cubs are going to be hampered by that. They could win the Central. The Central's not the NL West, but the Giants are proving right now that the NL West is a little more difficult than the Central.
Well, in the short run, I'll tell you one thing. I'll take Brandon Crawford over Baez every day of the week.
Over any shortstop in baseball right now.
Exactly. I was going to say that. I take him over Story. I take him over Lindor. You name it. This guy, you can talk about Posey, and I've said this a billion times. You know, you take him out of the lineup, you got Caselli. When he's healthy, or Trump, you know, can catch his staff. I could catch his staff. So, you know, basically, Crawford, you take him out of the lineup, and who are you going to put at short?
Dubon? Marty Lurie at shortstop.
The lefty. Yeah,
that's right. I'm left-handed with the Vita blue glove.
A lefty catcher, too, huh?
Yeah, Dale Long. But, you know, seriously, Crawford, for me, I take him over anybody.
It is remarkable what Brandon Crawford is doing, because it's his age 34 season, and there are no shortstops who are 34 years old. It's an age when you move to third base, when you move to second base, when your bat is the only thing keeping you in the game. Over the last 50 years, since the Giants moved to San Francisco, even dating back to 1958, so 60-plus years, dating back to 58, there's been four players in Major League Baseball age 34 or older at the shortstop position to have an OPS over 800. Cal Ripken Jr., Derek Jeter, Barry Larkin, Brandon Crawford. He is an elite company, and he's doing it with the glove as well. I mean, he is playing the best baseball of his career, and he's doing it at an age when he's defying all the odds, Bill.
Well, Trent, let me say this, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
When he plays today, Travis Jackson is the all-time franchise leader with games at short. Travis Jackson was a fabulous shortstop in the 30s.
You saw him.
Crawford, I saw him in my Stratomatic game. I'll tell you that. And, Travis Jackson could hit. He could play. And Crawford's going to go past him in most games at shortstop. That is a record no one's going to think about, because who's Travis Jackson? But he was a heck of a player, and Crawford's going to go ahead of him.
You know, Marty, that is a comparison that we don't know. And when you start throwing numbers all the way back in the 30s and you're comparing guys that are breaking records, that's just phenomenal. And I just look at his defense, how quick his hands are and how he approaches it. He may not get a grip right when he grabs it, but right before he throws it, you see it in the hand in a slow motion on TV. And just the different grabs. That ball yesterday at Rizzo hit had a tail on it, and he still got down on it, caught the tail, got up, and made the throw. This is what we've seen for 10 years out of Brandon Crawford. People are talking about him, but the consistency this year is where he's going, Kerry.
Yeah, unparalleled. Unparalleled consistency. And like Marty said, you look at this amazing generational free agent shortstop class that's coming up in the offseason. Corey Seager, Trevor Story, Carlos Correa, Lindor was supposed to be a part of it. Everyone in the game right now would take Brandon Crawford tomorrow if you had to win one game.
Yeah, short run. Unfortunately, it's the long run for the free agents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I say the Giants have to bring him back. They got nobody else. And I think he does come back. All right, we'll be back. Kerry will have Katie Wu. Kerry does the talk back today. And we've got more coming up on our Giants pregame. All that and more right here. KMBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.